Audio services provided by Planet Chiropractic. www.planetchiropractic.com.
Thank you very much, Skip. You just gave my whole talk. Not only that, you got me all excited to get up and talk. I love that. I love that. I'm going to start off by telling you a story about my son, Seth. He's 3 years old. Oh, you people are like, oh no, here we go, kid story. Don't worry, they only gave me 20 minutes. So, let me tell you about Seth. When I go to address the kids, I say, come on, kids. And the three girls, they fight to get on the table. And Seth kind of just stands there. And he's last, because he didn't get on the table yet. So I say, Seth, get on the table. And he says, I don't know if this ever happened to you, he says, I don't want to. Do you ever have a kid say that? I don't know. So I thank him for sharing, and I throw him on the table. And he lays there and gets adjusted and has no problem with it. I think he wants me to pick him up and put him on the table. So the other day, we went through this ritual. I said, Seth, get on the table. He said, I don't want to. I said, Seth, if you don't get on the table, bad things are going to happen to you. That's what happens to people that don't get adjusted. Now, realize that he's never been sick, so he has like no context for understanding that. He's looking at me like, yeah. I said, you're like, you know, you might get a cold, or you might, you know, like develop a fever, or get an ear infection, or asthma. He jumps on the table real quick, and I'm adjusting him. He turns around, and he says, Ma, I don't want to get the God bless yous. So that was why he got adjusted. And it reminds me of your patients so often. And I practice family lifetime care, but people feel like they have to have an excuse to get adjusted. Like so often a patient will come in and they'll start telling you, yeah, but you know, I know you don't treat this, but I just wanted to tell you that Wednesday I had a headache and Thursday, you know, whatever, ingrown hair, you know, whatever they want to tell you because they feel like they have to justify that they get adjusted. So Seth, he taught me one more lesson along the same lines. We're playing around the other day, and he accidentally bites me. It was my fault because I told him I was going to eat him up. But so I was shocked, and he was shocked, and I said, go to your room. Time out. So he runs up to his room. About 5 minutes later, I said, Seth, you can come down now. He walks to the top of the stairs, and he goes, am I still in trouble? And that reminded me of the patients that we give them the chiropractic message, we give them our love, and then if they don't follow our recommendations exactly, they don't want to come back into our offices because they feel like they might be in trouble. One of the things about being an adult, and I'm just recently learning about these things, is that that you have to accept people where they're at sometimes. Just like you have to accept that all the chiropractors in the planet aren't in this room today, even though we know that we'd have a better planet if they were. But the people that are in the room are the people that are ready to understand and take it to another level, but with love. See, if you give someone the chiropractic message and they can't hear you yet, if you blow them out of the office, you ain't going nowhere with them unless you grab their hand in love and take them on this journey with you. That's maturity. Maturity is taking them where they're at and not making them wrong because their mother gave them an orange aspirin when they first sneezed. How many million? Did you say 18 million? $18 million a day is not saying what you're saying. That health comes from above down inside out, and inside of our miraculous bodies is this power that can keep us well. And if nothing else, can make us express our life, as Reggie says, as close to our human potential as we can. Yet people don't always understand. And I'll tell you what I've come to see. You know, they've talked so many years about the 100th monkey. Like when people start understanding, then everybody will understand. If you talk to somebody, and I get this chance having the kids, you know, dropping them off at preschool or the other Girl Scout mothers and all that stuff. And they're so predictable. They all are ignorant. They all have this series of beliefs that we've come to detest. But they've all got the same ones. You follow what I'm saying? It's not like they sat around with their husband and said, how do we want to raise our children? I think we'll pump poison in their arm a few weeks after they're born. And if that don't work, we'll try it again a little later on. They're not bad people. They're just part of what we call status quo. They're part of the general belief system. And every time you do orientation on Wednesday night, I do it on Wednesday night, every time I do orientation, there's this little part of me that doubts that I could be more powerful than those forces that be. And then I realize that I don't need to be. I don't need to be at all. I just need to be a master at communicating chiropractic. And they need to do with it what they can do with it. In other words, 10 years from now, they might be able to grasp it better than they can now. They might be able to grasp it worse. But our hope is in what we're saying is going to make it easier for our great-grandchildren to practice, because everybody's going to get adjusted then. See, I have this vision, and I know so many of you have it, that we just hold in our minds, which in our hearts, which is that someday everybody will just get adjusted because it makes sense, just like most people brush their teeth. It just makes sense. It's just what you do to live a life. Those people, Wednesday, I had a patient in the office, and the little boy didn't want to get on the table. See, it only happens to me. And the mother says, oh, he don't want to get on the table. She goes, Johnny, do you want to get adjusted? He's like, no. And he grabs his arm. I said, why is he grabbing his arm? She said, because he just came from getting a shot. I said, did you ask him if he wanted the shot? And she looked at me like I was stupid. But I looked at her like she was stupid. It's like the way people believe about healthcare is sort of like this river that's going in this way, and we're going up the opposite way with these waders on, trying to get people to follow us back up the river. I see this picture in my mind. And some of the chiropractors are hanging on to the rock going, wow, the insurance river's going real good. Most people are going to do what's popular. Our job is to make chiropractic popular. Our job is to make chiropractic palatable. Our job is to make chiropractic make sense. Our job is to go back Monday morning and change the consciousness of your community, because that's all you can do. You can make a difference right on your block, right on your street. Friday, I went to Dr. Joe Strauss's office, and we were talking about chiropractic in his office. He's got this great practice, and people are coming and going, and he pulled me in the side to talk to me, but I was just enjoying the energy of being there. And he was saying to me, this is what he said. He said, I don't know if I'm doing enough. He said, he says, you know, I don't know if I'm reaching out in the community enough. He says, there's a chiropractor down the road, and he spends X amount, I don't even remember, because this stuff just goes in one ear, out the other. Sort of like the stuff when you study for the board. Anyway, but this one, right, he said, he spends X amount of thousand a month on advertising, and sure, you know, we tell the chiropractic story, and we do our thing, but I wish I could be doing more. You know what? That's the sign of a true chiropractor. That is the sign of a true healer, that he doesn't feel like he's done enough. That you can't sleep at night if there's still people out there dying. There's a mission that he has that I pray that you get. I pray as a result of this weekend that you can't sleep as well at night because you're too busy planning and scheming and trying to figure out how you're going to get this chiropractic story out. That's your job. Am I allowed to talk more? Got a few more minutes? I got to tell you about this fair we do. Every year we do this little country fair. And they just passed through me quick today. All right. We do this West End Fair every year. I don't know, those of you in Pennsylvania might know, they have these country fairs and you can rent a booth. A guy in New York did this, and then it just seems to be spreading all around. We all do screenings. Any of you have done screenings? You bring a little screener, they stand there, you say, you're crooked, and they go, what does that mean? And you go, you're subluxated. I always try to figure that one out. But anyway, because everyone's subluxated. But anyway, been doing it for years. I'm a master. I can give courses on how to do screenings and talk to people and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk to people and offer them a free first visit. And traditionally, we get 100, 150 appointments in a week. But this guy in New York, great idea. Why don't you just bring your adjusting table and adjust them? Oh! How do you like that idea? So I was talking to Armin Rossi, a chiropractor in Florida. He did it, and he had a little consent to treat that also explained what chiropractic is, which they had to read, and then the offer you're going to make them. So there was no hidden agenda. And they signed this. In 1 week, signed papers with people's name and address, follow up, 1,031 people got adjusted that had never been adjusted by us. That doesn't count patients, and you know, because a patient walked up, we didn't have them sign a release. We made 294 appointments in 1 week. Now, what you're thinking is, wow, if I did that in my town, everybody would be mad. I want to tell you, I was next to the Democratic Party. They all got adjusted. They were sending their aides on, like everybody couldn't wait to what day they were going to work the fair so they can get adjusted. The people that I know, the people, the heads of the hospital, and all the people that I've met through the different organizations lined up with the other people and got adjusted. It was, for me, there was such a feeling of just giving that, you know, I was there, and most of the time we had two doctors there, sometimes more. And there was three of us, two of my associates and I were all adjusting, and we looked up, and you couldn't even see the walkway because there was just probably 50 people standing there waiting for their turn. And one of my associates looked up, and he says, the name of the town is Gilbert. He goes, mission trip to Gilbert! And for me, I've been in practice for 16 years. It was such a gift to actually be, you know, I meet people, I talk to them, but to actually show them what it looks like to get, and what it feels like to get your life turned on. And then we said, would you like to come in the office so we can take a better look at you and explain, you know, show you 294 people out of 1,031. And probably half of them were from out of town. So probably more than half the people we adjusted made an appointment to come into our office. Chiropractic is fun. And it becomes more fun every day. And it unfolds itself more miraculously every day. And you know what it did for me too? Is it got me out of the confines of these beautiful offices that I've set up, that people walk in and go, oh, this is great and this is nice. And just, it was just me, my hands, God, and somebody. And I knew that some of those people might never ever receive another chiropractic adjustment in their entire lives. And I had the privilege of putting my hands on them. What a different planet we would live in if they could get it. If they would see that life comes from above down and inside out. Which brings me to you guys. Because very often, and I know being a practicing chiropractor, that we look outside of ourselves too often too. It's easy for us to say, oh, I got the God bless yous, and I know I should get adjusted. But we need to look inside and get our power from the inside source instead of looking outside so much in external things and other people. You know, there's an addiction, and I participate in it. It's an addiction to external praise and external stimulation. So many of us only perform if somebody else tells us we're a good girl. Remember, it's above, down, inside, out. That power source that makes the Niagara Falls go down, it makes it rain, and it makes and turns on life. You know, I've never given an adjustment. I put a force in, and God does the healing. That same God heals me and heals my life. And as I get older, I realize I need less stuff and more God, more me, and more expression of God through me. You don't need more stuff. You know what you need? You need to make more of a difference. You need to wake up. So many of us get stuck in our routines or doing what we think other people think we should do, that we forget who we are, and we get lost in the shuffle of life. We get lost in the routine of life. And how many of us don't take enough time to find out who we are and what we need? You can't heal others if you're not healed yourself. We need to take responsibility for our own condition as a profession. And the cream of the crop sit here amongst me today, because you are the ones that are still willing to carry the torch and walk upstream and hope that the stream is going to turn around. And what keeps us all going is that we know it will, or God wouldn't have given us this mission. God didn't make us chiropractors and show us a different way so that we could hit our heads against the wall. God did it because we are the strong. We are the ones that can carry the torch. We are the ones that can do what's right, not just what's expedient. Do you see how special you are? And how special we all are that we have this mission? How could you possibly allow anything to water down the magic of what you've been given through your hands and your heart? If anything that you're doing isn't congruent to teaching the world that it makes more sense to live civilization free, then stop doing it. Do only what's going to bring you further in the mission. Don't become part of the masses. Everybody can do that. Everybody can be ordinary. You are not ordinary. So I don't need to tell you that. You need to tell yourself that. And it starts with being grateful. So many of us spend spend so much of my time feeling sorry for myself. Or wondering what if and why not. And this one hurt me and that one hurt me and blah, blah, blah. That's what my mind wants. That's where my mind wants to go. Oop, I got 2 minutes. That's where my mind wants to go. But that's not where I want to go. We need to become more selective in our thoughts. You can't let your mind go there. That's not the way of the light. That's not going to move you forward. You need I use writing as a tool. I write it out. I throw it away. I actually have a box. My kids made it for me. It's all full of sparkles and stuff. And it says God on the top of it. And there's a little slot in the middle, like a piggy bank. You know how you put money in a piggy bank? I put my crap in a piggy bank. When something's bothering me, or something's holding me down, or when I can't forgive somebody myself, I give it to God. I put it in that box. Give it away. Lighten your load. Stop punishing yourself. There's no time for this stuff. You've got too much to do. You don't act like somebody... Sometimes I keep saying you guys, I blame you on everything. See that? I spend too much time worrying about what I can change and not enough time getting out there and do it. Our biggest fear is not a failure. Our biggest fear is of success. See who you are. See the difference that you can make. And don't let it in. Don't let it in. Thank you very much.